Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Schlatt, I hear you've been rereading the Bible lately.
I have not been rereading the Bible. The Bible is, I had imprinted into my brain.
Okay, give me.
I had it laser etched like a tattoo.
Give me 36:11 right now.
What book?
Return of the fucking Jedi. I don't know.
How many Return of the Jedi? Are you kidding me?
I didn't know they made a sequel, man. They made Bible 2? Who wrote that one?
Our committee's 52.
Who is our committees?
I don't know.
Alduin.
Alduin. 1, 2, 3.
I'll tell you who wrote the Bible. The new Bible. Redditors. Redditors write everything that is worth reading. Anything that is worth reading, I bet you a Redditor wrote it. I bet you a Redditor wrote it. I bet John Mary Jingleheimer, whatever his name is, I bet he's a big Redditor.
No.
And you know what happens when we go on Reddit, gentlemen? You know what happens when we go on Reddit?
What happens?
We hit that little controversial button and we ask ourselves some very, very important questions, gentlemen. Welcome back!
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich. We're doing Would You Rather.
God did not give me Reddit gold when I was born.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich, folks. Today, we've got a very special episode. This is sort of a fan favorite of the people of the podcast. I basically sent Schlatt and Charlie into the deep depths, diving into Reddit, doing magic tricks, and just checking out r/all and r/controversial, whatever the fuck you have, in the Would You Rather subreddit on reddit.com, where we're going to be asking ourselves the hardest-hitting questions that I don't know. We could ever fucking find.
It's the age-old thing that we do every now and then when the stats get a little lower than we would have wanted them to. You know, the views are down. Everyone's really upset. We got to do something that people care about. And what people care about is asking these age-old questions. Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or eat a dick and sit in a cake? No, wait, that's the same question. Or would you rather pick one?
Wait, okay. So
first question of the day, Ted. Yeah. Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or eat a cake and sit on a dick?
Sit on a cake and eat a dick or eat a dick and sit on a cake?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, no. What do you mean?
You said the same thing.
You've fallen into the same trap I did. Am I fucking wires crossed? Either sit on a cake or eat a dick. Or eat a dick and sit on it. No.
You're reversing it.
Listen.
Okay, what is the actual...
I don't want to eat a dick,
time.
Okay? I don't want to eat a dick. It's just the
Would you rather have unlimited cake?
Or unlimited dick in your mouth? Pick one.
Unlimited cake, but no dick in your mouth.
Would you rather eat a cake or sit on a dick?
Or unlimited cake, but no cake and a dick in your ass?
Or eat a dick...
No. Let me say it one more time.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Ted
Nivison. My ears are perked. I'm listening.
Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or eat a cake and sit on a dick? Yeah.
I just don't see what the difference is, though, is the thing for me.
But one, you have a dick in your mouth and you're sitting on a cake. And the other, you have a dick in your ass and you're eating a delicious, succulent cake. Of course so I'm eating the cake. What are you talking about?
When you say eat a dick.
This isn't even a question. Like, if it's an ice cream cake from Carvel with the little crunchies in between the ice cream and the actual cake part,
it doesn't really matter what kind of cake it is when I'm sitting on it, I guess.
Well, I need a clarification here. When it comes to eating a dick, are we talking about like when you tell someone, eat a dick, you motherfucker?
No.
And it's like, is that maybe a slang for sucking a cock?
Or you're fellating. You're fellating a large penis.
Oh, so it's to
completion.
Okay.
To completion.
Well, that okay, hang on. Fellatio.
You have to make him come.
Let me ask
you. And then you have to make him come ropes into that cute little mouth.
Because I need to explain my thought process here. Because when you said eat a dick, I thought you were like, take a severed cock, toss it in a pan, throw some pepper,
you're pulling it strands here, man. Let me ask you
it's
this.
It's getting hot. Cake, it's in a wok, maybe.
Cake? Is it an ice cream cake? Because this is going to inform the decision.
It's a ice cold.
Oh, it is?
Just out of the freezer, Carvel ice cream cake with vanilla and chocolate. And there's that little Oreo crunchies that separates it both. Very little frosting. It's not overbearing. It's delicious. It's a delicious cake. I would eat it in an instant.
Regular dick or ice cream dick?
This is just a roundabout way to try to convince us to sit on a dick.
It's a regular penis.
Cock frosted or unfrosted?
It's a circumcised 5.5-inch. Okay. No. Maybe I was being generous.
Continue.
It's 4.5.
It's
okay.
4.5 inches.
Okay. 4.5 inches, and you have to make it come either way, wherever it's going.
Okay, so I got the ice cream cake, got the Oreo sprinkles.
In one situation, you don't get anything good. You get a butt full of ice cream cake,
and a mouthful of cock.
Exactly.
In the other situation, you get a butt full of cock. But a mouth full of ice cream.
Wow, you sound like you really
that can
want
distract
to
you.
Ted, you sound like you really want a butt full of cock right now.
Well,
no,
I feel like
no,
there's
not
one situation where I could guide myself through the potential trials and tribulations, if you will, of sitting on a cock through the flavors, the emotional journey of eating a cake.
Okay, you've actually kind of sold me on it now.
We eat cake to forget about things and to celebrate. You know, cake is like one of those little Pavlovian things. You see cake, you're like, oh, this is a fun time. I'm going to enjoy whatever's coming.
Mm-hmm. I shall sit on that dick and eat that cake until completion.
I'm going to enjoy whatever's coming ass.
And if I haven't completed the cake by the time that the cock is completed, I will sit there and finish the cake.
Dripping.
Man, this fucking sucks. Jesus.
What a starting question, Schlad. That was wonderful.
I'm willing to lock in. I think it all seems like we're in the same place here, actually.
We are a group of cock
sitters. In one of them you get the ice cream cake. So,
yeah, at least we got something.
I'm not
out
sitting
of it
on a dick, guys. That's fucking gay.
What?
I am so comfortable with my sexuality and my love for cake that I'm sticking with my answer.
Yeah, actually,
even if you pressure me, you bully.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Well, what are you picking?
Well, I'm sucking the dick because deep down, I've always wanted to know what it feels like
to sit on a cake.
Yeah.
But not the other way around. You haven't always wondered what it's like to eat this cake that you've so
wonderfully described. What if
wonderfully
it could be
described?
A really good cake? Yeah. And it's just going in your ass.
He's making himself cry. He's making himself cry. This is what a start to this podcast. Holy shit. Look at him go. God, he's got the super mega hat on. He's wearing.
Can we do another question, please?
Yeah, okay. I mean, you're
Charlie,
in charge of the questions.
Did you go to the next question?
Yeah, I'll bring in the questions. I didn't pick ones like this. Okay, I didn't want to fucking.
I know. I mean, I just didn't notice that.
Guys,
you know,
can we move on? Can we move on? Can we do that? Can you do that for me?
He went through like three different moods.
He didn't go through a single fucking thing. There was no cake.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to the next.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go to the next question, boys.
Would you rather go to hell or go to heaven?
What?
just for 30 minutes to see everything, and someone explains to you everything about hell or heaven. There's no torture or anything.
I think that knowing now that this with this option that it one of these things, this binary of heaven and hell is real, I would probably say I would want to go to hell to determine for myself, is it really that bad? And do I really need to act in accordance with, you know, sinning?
That's fair.
And stuff, because then however bad it is, you know, I can be like, oh shit, you know, they're having people sit on dicks and eat cake, and the other way around, I'm like, oh man,
that would be very, that would not be bad for hell, honestly, right?
You think it'd be worse?
It would. Yeah, it really would be.
Okay, surely there's I mean, let's just say in hell it's all the worst would you rathers.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's a pretty tough situation. Oh, no. But then, you know, in heaven, it's like,
in heaven, we got unlimited bacon. But wait, which one has unlimited bacon?
That's a pretty fun one though, Charlie, because I think that it would be worth it to go to hell, see how bad it is, sort of judge for myself how badly I don't want to go to hell,
right?
And then return to my life.
So
and
you're
then
motivated by fear.
That's the thing. I think the main question with this prompt is, are you going to be more motivated by something that you want, e.g. heaven? If heaven is amazing, would that push you towards the light? Or would seeing how awful hell is and being scared of it endlessly, would that be what motivates you? What is your motivation, right, Ted? Are you motivated by terrible, intrusive thoughts?
No,
does
not
fear,
really, actually.
It's
actually funny that you bring that specific topic up, because I've been having this conversation with my girlfriend Shay for a little bit, where we are having this conversation in the car.
Shay, when I go to hell, I want you to know.
Well, she was talking about the difference between that. She was talking about the difference between me and her is we had this conversation of like thinking about what if you got in a car crash or something. And what we discovered was the difference between the two of us thought about it was when she was thinking about it, she was like, oh man, how terrible would it be if I got into this, you know, fiery car crash where, you know, shit all goes wrong. Very, very, like, it's sort of like terrible thing. But the way I was thinking about it was like, sometimes I'm driving on the road and I'm thinking about like, man, how would I save us if something terrible happened on the road and there's cars flipping over? Like, what sort of fucking
a problem
NASCAR
solver
maneuver would I do to of save course us? So I think generally I sort of have a positive outlook. But in this particular instance, I would say that I would go to hell just to kind of see, like, that's got to be a better motivator, you know? Because I feel like if you went to heaven and you saw how good it is, it's like you would sort of lose that image over time, and you're like, and you'd lose that motivation because it's so positive, you know? It's like when you get it's like when you get a 1 out of 10 YouTube video on YouTube.com. Oh, we're all influencers. We get that. We get that jazz for a little bit, but then we forget what that's like.
I'd say you're more you're more motivated by fear, sure. But if you live your whole life after seeing hell for 30 minutes out of fear of going to hell, I feel like you're not even living anymore, Ted.
But I genuinely think that people are, and this isn't to say that I'm going to like be fucking hitting my kids when I have kids or something, but I do think that people are generally motivated by negativity or like the fear of something bad happening more so
we
than
gravitate
like,
well there's a reason
thing.
The reason you see so much is because we gravitate towards it. And speaking
getting a call from Scam Likely,
speaking
Ted
of negativity, you want to take that ask them would they rather sit
can
on
I
a
say
dick?
One more thing, can I say one more thing though?
Yeah, of course.
To support my point,
yes,
here's a question for you guys. Why is it that with the large amount of positive comments that you get on your YouTube videos, why do the negative ones affect you more?
Okay, William Osman. I agree with you though, is the thing. Like, ordinarily here is where I'd launch into a whole thing and we'd have like this whole three-way argument. It'd be awesome. Everyone would love it. I just think you're right.
That was a question. How am I going to be right about the question?
No, I mean about your thing about people being more motivated by the negative thing. Like, that's why it's always going to stand out, right? I mean, I think a lot of people have said it before, but it's like fucking anything in life, right? A YouTube comment still applies to, I don't know, if you're playing baseball as a kid, and, you know, a bunch of people say good job, and then someone comes up to you and says, like, hey, that one fucking thing was ass. Yeah, and then breaks your wrists and your fingers and everything. That's going to stick with you more, right? Especially for me, because I'm always very focused on what I can improve rather than what I did well.
It's definitely like a... What is it? Primordial or primal? It's definitely a primal reaction. I feel like people gravitate towards the negatives because that's something you don't want. So you got to identify what that is and avoid it. Either way, that's my long-extended answer. Sorry for talking so much.
God. So hell. I think so I agree. You want to go to hell. Medicine. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd go to hell for 30 minutes and then take notes. And then that would... Because the thing is, if you go to heaven, you don't know how bad it's going to get on the other side. And if it's not too bad in hell, then, hey, maybe we make a few cutbacks on how good we're being
to
people.
You'd go to heaven, and you'd look at it, and you'd be like, eh, how bad could hell be?
What if hell is like Hasbin Hotel, and then heaven is like heaven in the Good Place?
Like, it's not...
Or it's everything so good that everyone's bored all the
time. Listen, I'm planning for the void, if I'm being straight with you guys. I'm absolutely planning for the dark, starless void at the end of the tunnel, okay? So, there it is. There it is.
Fuck you, man.
You know, I just think that that's gonna be, you know, that's it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not. And you're definitely a filthy fucking atheist. Would you rather never be stuck in traffic again or never get another cold or like...
Ben, live life to live life, boys.
What? Wait, is that it? Is that the whole question?
Never get another cold.
Never be stuck in traffic ever again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're in L.A. How about never get sick again?
Never get sick
at all.
I voted for that one. I hate getting sick.
Does that include cancer?
I don't know.
It sounds a little bit of an OP option. I think it depends on what your personal experience is with colds. Because I feel like if you keep it to colds, then it makes it a little bit like,
right.
Like, would you rather have 30 minutes of your time one day wasted or be cured of all disease for the rest of your life? Seems a bit unbalanced.
Yeah, it does. It does. But I mean, we can maybe add in allergies or something, you know?
Oh, you know I'm going to take that. Allergies. That is such an easy...
Yeah, you would choose no allergies, Charlie?
You choose no allergies?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Take a Zyrtec.
Okay. You have a very weak immune system, don't you?
Well, fuck you, man. You got weak patience. Can I
mention something? Audio listeners, love you to death. We have no idea what's going on with Charlie's voice right now. I mean, it's... think about it this way. Remember, did you guys ever drive around when COVID was first really, everyone was afraid of it and it was like a real thing and then, you know, people stopped.
You know,
it wasn't, you know, it didn't turn out to be a big Fauci lie. The roads were very, very clear. There was no one in the roads. So are you saying, Schlatt?
I wish my sinuses were very, very clear.
That perhaps... If there's no traffic, it's going to be like clear roads like that? Or is that what you're saying? Like, that's no traffic?
Oh, well, maybe because there's no traffic, maybe it's one of those genie in a bottle things where, you get this, but something goes wrong.
You killed everyone on the planet.
Maybe you have a perpetual COVID going on that is causing the no traffic. And you just live all your life in fear.
Yeah, whereas the other option, my sinus is instantly clear. I get in my car, and then it explodes.
update to the question. Would you rather get no traffic but have a cold every couple of weeks? Or
no,
always be in traffic but never have a cold?
You're a fucking psychopath if you pick the first one. Honest to God, you are a goddamn fucking freak. If you say, I want it to be clear traffic so badly I will get sick, you are genuinely not, you are not human. You are primordial. That's not real.
To be fair with you, Charlie, there was a bit of traffic on the way here, and I was getting a little frustrated, and it just affects my mood.
Listen, I drive a very nice car. I like to go fast in my car. And when I can't go fast in my car, I get upset.
Would you not be upset if you're sick?
No, because then I pop an Allegra, I pop a Zyrtec, I pop some Z-Quil, I go to bed nice. I'm not stuffy all the time. I mean, there's shit you could do. What are you going to do if there's traffic, huh?
You're making
listen to your little Wall Street Journal podcast,
The Daily starring Michael Barbaro.
Funny, I'm not listening to his shrill-ass voice all the time. I can't even deal with it. Fucking Ludwig tells you to listen to podcasts, and he fucking suggests the worst goddamn one in existence. Anyways, I'm taking no traffic.
How did you even get there?
I don't know.
I'm going to make an argument here about I don't necessarily believe that from you, Schlatt. Because,
what?
Dude, if you get sick, you break down.
You don't do anything when you're sick.
You are done. Like, Schlatt gets sick and he is knocked out. Doesn't matter the severity of it. You are knocked out, dude.
I mean, to like, be honest,
that's so.
Frankly,
you know that's true.
Frankly, I'd rather take a dick in my ass.
What?
You know?
No. Yeah. Look,
that
wasn't even an option. It really says something because I'm a very fragile. I'm a fragile boy. I can't handle sickness, and I would still consider the no traffic option.
As soon as you were sick, you would say, "I fucking regret this, man." Because you're not going to get.
I mean, I commute. I have a long commute now. I'm a commuter. I commute to work. I live somewhere else.
Nose to mouth, dripping down off the chin into your nice car, and say, "Time to
hit go into my
I'd
lick it."
Time to go 110, baby, in the 65. What are you talking about?
Well,
how about this? Let's make it even sweeter. No, let's make it even sweeter.
When you're sick.
One at a time.
Charlie, let's make it even sweeter.
You have nowhere to go.
One at a time. And Schlatt, you best make sure that you let Charlie talk or I will. I'm going to hit you.
Okay. Listen, I will amend my pitch. What is that noise? I'll amend my pitch. Listen, you have to understand where I'm coming from. I work at an office. I live like 20 minutes away at the least now. Okay. I have a long drive. It's annoying. And to make this even sweeter, to the point where you guys might consider it outside of not being sniffly, what if you never got in trouble for speeding? There was no like fucking speed limit that you had to abide by. Everyone else can worry about it, but
no traffic laws.
You are so morally compromised.
You can do what you want on the road.
Well, you could always just you don't need to like remove that much laws. You could just say that all roads are like the Autobahn.
I just want to say that Schlatt would rather than go the speed limit, just be bleary-eyed, snot fucking trickling down his nose, going 120 on the freeway.
You want to
rather
have
than
the
cold... going the speed limit, he would rather puffy eyes, a slit of pupil
I don't have the fucking suds every day. I'm not in a bubble.
Boils,
I don't have Patrick Starr with a knife fucking slashing me and infecting everybody.
Sweating inside, the car is heating up. He's baking.
I'm not baking.
Driving down 120 miles an hour, losing bones deteriorating.
I'm saying 95% of the time I'm fine. I don't get sick that much.
Schlatt, but I'll just say this. This is a simple enough, you know, pitch for a negative for you, and I think you're going to understand what I'm talking about here. It's like, you know, a cold every week, first of all.
Every week?
Yeah.
What percentage of my life?
And it's the kind of, like, runny nose where it gets here, and it's like that kind of cold day. Where it's like it makes it all irritated there, it's always
such a deal breaker.
You try and buy the lotion.
I told you that
cleans,
would be a deal breaker.
That's just what a cold is, though. I don't understand where you're losing this, though, man.
Because when he's not in a cold,
he doesn't know what it's like.
He doesn't remember what the cold was like.
It's true, dude. But listen, I'm saying most of my days I'm fine. Most of my days I'm fine. 95% of the time I'm feeling in perfect health.
Yeah. 90% of the time you're in pre-nut confusion.
If I could take that and have no traffic, I'd do it. I'd do it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I feel like this is sort of
I take the 5% of time that I'd spend being unhappy. For a trade-off of never being inconvenienced by traffic ever again for the rest of my life, every single day.
That's a pretty, I mean, it is pretty valuable to have that traffic, not traffic in LA. But would you rather, I would say that no traffic for me is a,
damn.
I would go with that.
Get fucked, Charlie.
No, but
get fucked.
It's very, very interesting that Charlie.
Psychos. You are actual psychos. I can't defend you. Like I
mean, it's very interesting, though, Charlie, that me and Schlatt, city goers, city folk, as they say, would rather not have traffic compared to Charlie, who lives northeast and also in a rural area.
I've done
would rather
traffic
not have
and I've done sick. I didn't fucking grow up in a rural area. I grew up with DC traffic. I know what it's like. I'm just saying,
yeah,
I would
right.
rather sit in a car and fucking turn on 99.5 or whatever the hell and just...
You listen to the radio to
the
deal
fucking
with
radio? Commercials?
Wait, well, you're not going to hear
traffic?
It through your fucking mucus-clogged ears. You're going to be...
You're
going to
be... You're not
going to
be sick most of
the
time,
of your
bro!
Fucking life. You guys,
you're not going to be sick most of the time. We're reverting the prompt back to the initial parameters. Never be stuck in traffic again or never get another cold. How often do you have a fucking cold? I hope you have an aneurysm and die right now.
That's a bit over the line there, Schlatt, in terms of... So, it just sounds like Charlie has a bad track record with getting colds. And I think that that is just a difference in opinion, a difference in person. So
a difference in region. He lives in a colder area.
We could disagree on this one.
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Next question.
I'm gonna fucking find you.
Excuse me?
I'm gonna find you, okay? And I'm gonna
He's a good navigator.
And I'm gonna put little little droplets and little things everywhere, and you're gonna touch them eventually. Okay. And
one day, sounds like you're just gonna put little droplets of poison around his house.
You're gonna reach up. Your eye's gonna be itching. Your eye's gonna be itching one day.
What's that?
Oh, the traffic's clear, but your mind is bleary, Ted. You find yourself wandering in an endless fog. The roads are clear, but at what cost?
What is this?
The roads are clear, but are your nasal passageways?
What cost?
Yeah.
Mucinex.
Charlie's going to put fucking... He's going to start rubbing, like, capsaicin oil in our towels and our face towels and shit.
Gently, dude, I'm going to irritate your orifices. That, I don't...
And now we're back to the initial question of this.
Well, hey, Charlie, do you have another would you rather?
Yeah, I actually do.
Okay.
Would you rather be very small, very fat, very ugly, or very stupid?
Wait, hold on. Is this like a six-way would you rather?
It's a four-way.
Can you read it one more time?
Apparently you already picked yours.
Just for our audio listeners and our video watchers that aren't good at listening.
Yeah, let me hit you with this one more time, guys. Would you rather be very small, very fat, very ugly, or very stupid?
Oh, fuck.
I'd rather be very ugly.
Stupid.
Oh, interesting.
I'd like to be... I'm already halfway there, man.
I'd rather be very stupid because then I can have that wonderful, valued himbo energy.
Oh, that's
and I
fair.
Can slide through life without a worry in the world. Smart people have like far more problems, things to worry about, things that are making their life harder. But a stupid person, especially if you're a, you know, if you're a hot stupid person, get a job as a model. You slide through
if
life.
If you're not, if you're stupid, but like you're not small and you're not ugly and you're not fat, like that probably is the right answer, Ted.
Yeah,
it probably
as long
is.
As, as long as I'm just
Ted, you're really banking on your ability to be a model after this. I feel like, because I would never, I would definitely never pick that, as I would not be like, oh yeah, all I'd have to do is be stupid and I'd cruise through life.
Well, this is sort of under the assumption that like I'm a completely different person. Like I'm choosing, like I'm choosing my starting character.
No. This
oh, so you're just
you're
taking
tweaking.
Me and making
you're
me
tweaking
dumb.
The UI, bro. You're just saying I'm Ted Nivison and I want to be dumb. That's what you're saying.
I get ugly.
That I have
because
enough.
I'm fucking hot. That's what I'm hearing right now.
I don't know. I think that I have enough OP immutable qualities, such as being white and a dude, that would allow my stupidness. I would still be like carried through society.
You want to be dumb though? Would you rather be? But you'd
I'm
rather
not trying
be
to be dumb.
Yeah. Well, you are if you don't pick any of these others. You're actually literally making the choice to be dumb.
Okay, so
I want to confirm with you that you're locking in very stupid is your answer.
I just, you know, you can't manufacture himbo energy.
Or at least you couldn't, but I'm going to leave little droplets all around you. One day.
Himboitis. You're going to drop droplets of the grand virus himboitis.
What would you take, Charlie?
So here's the thing. I really like the kind of himbo vibe, right? Like a lot of the characters I play in D&D are like that. And I think if I were fucking dumb, I could pull it off. But I think the problem is I don't really want to be dumb. I think I'd be very small. Think about all the tight places, okay? That you just can't get into right now. Right now, I don't want to be very fat, really. I don't want it just doesn't like I can't I need to be able to move quickly. Okay. I don't want to really be very ugly, you know?
Why not?
I'm chilling.
I feel like in a way, the reason.
I thought you were going to say, I feel like in a way you are.
This isn't the honesty podcast. Don't worry, Chuck.
How small are we? How small are we?
I don't
very
actually
small.
Know.
Like four
feet?
Wait.
What? No, that can't be right. It says 4.9 feet? That's not even very small.
Let's say
4 feet.
That's 4 feet.
You're like a foot and a half below me.
That's like the shortest person you know without having like dwarfism. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. As long as my proportional power is preserved, then I'll be good to go.
So you want to be short, Schlatt. You said you want to be ugly. I would be stupid. Here's a question for the stupid one, though. What if we all are just really stupid and this podcast is only successful because people think it's funny to listen to us argue and talk because everyone else around us is so smart that they think it's a little circus show?
Squid Game.
Thanks for that input, Charlie. No, I'd be ugly. I feel like I'm halfway there. I feel like the mutton chops are like a rebellion in my own right. Why not make it even worse?
What would that look like? Sorry.
Who knows?
No.
Maybe I'd shave off the mustache and do the Amish mutton chops and just have nothing up here.
No.
So this is what I'm looking for right now. Can some fan artist out there draw each of us flat as ugly, me as really dumb, and you can't use the stereotypical like, oh, you know, dumb person is ugly and has like weird teeth or something like that, because that's a stereo of a visual stereotype. And I'm good.
How do you visually make someone look? I mean, I guess it's just like a posture thing, right? Put them in a body position.
You know,
that makes
avoid
him look dumb.
Avoid the stereotypical depictions of what a quote unquote dumb person was.
Please avoid the stereotypical depictions of what Charlie... a short person looks like. All the fan art people do of me, I'm like fucking 2 feet tall anyway. This isn't going to make a single difference. They draw me as a little goblin. And I love it. It's great. I love it. I can fit in cracks and crevices.
Usually with the fan arts that I see very often, it's like Schlatt's a small tiny ramp that yells. Charlie's a small little gloopy gloop. And then I'm just a guy.
Like fully towering over us.
Because I'm the one who just didn't choose a fucking like character at my creation point of YouTubing.
At the most, you've got a white hat on.
Yeah, I've got the milkman. I've got the milkman thing, but that's still literally just.
At the most, you're just a guy
the
with
whitest
a job.
Guy. Like, that's funny. You know that Hassan once told me. I think you were nearby, Schlatt, for this. He told me I'm like the whitest guy ever and that I should be a Vineyard Vines model.
Oh, I totally agree. It might have even been me who said the Vineyard Vines thing. Because growing up in New York, that is so fucking pervasive. The fucking assholes, high school students with the Vineyard Vines power vests they're ready in Wall Street. Oh, like, fuck you.
I'm glad I've
fuck
never...
you, that little pink whale. That little fucking... pink Vineyard Vines whale. Fuck you if
salmon,
you wear that shit.
Salmon pink shorts.
Oh, the salmon
khaki
shorts?
Khaki shorts.
Oh, God, dude.
Right above the knee.
No, please. Kill me. Kill me. Kill you.
Sperry's.
Oh, stop, man. Stop,
and they've been
man.
Worn for a long time. Oh, yeah. Gross. And the belt thing, lot of like...
Usually like the ankle white socks too with the Sperry's is what I saw.
Yeah, really bad. So they're really, really bad. Well, hey. I think we've covered that question pretty well.
Yeah, we did.
What do you say we venture into the controversial
section? Oh, I would love that. Oh, I would surely. Love that, Schlatt. Let's venture into the
you
controversial.
You say we venture into the little controversial section of Would You Rather for the past month? I did the due diligence. I did the due diligence. I ventured in. I sacrificed my own mental health for... the next couple questions I'm going to ask.
You got even more controversial.
I was not. This is not funny. Ted, this is not funny. These questions are not funny.
Ted, this is
would
why
you rather,
he's so controversial. He keeps doing this for us.
Would you rather take away all women's rights?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Or never be able to do anything you enjoy?
No, dude.
You know
no.
What?
No.
I'll be the first to say it. If someone gave me this choice, I would just choose never to do something I enjoy, unfortunately. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
You'd do that?
Yeah, I would.
Interesting.
Like, what?
I don't know if I would.
Well, that doesn't. Okay, listen. This is easy for you.
Take away
you really
the rights
take away women's
of an
rights
entire
flat,
group
so
of people, based on their immutable qualities, or
be bored.
My happiness.
Hey,
wait,
there's
wait,
a reason
wait, wait.
Why
things
it's
you enjoy. Like, okay, but there's a broad definition of things that you enjoy, though, Schlatt. Like, I particularly enjoy not to starve.
Well, you don't enjoy not to starve. You just don't.
Oh, I love not starving. That's a wonderful thing. That's one of my favorite things to
do. But you don't go around telling people like, "Hey, what do? I don't starve, and it's fucking awesome."
Some people like to.
but some people like to eat. Fucking
oh, you'd have to eat salads
frosted
and
tips,
fucking
frosted
you'd
tips. Have to Diner's eat. Dash.
Oh.
Diner
you have
dash
to eat a head of lettuce for breakfast. Like it's just you just can't enjoy things
anymore. You probably
anymore.
Have to eat a whole like
I know,
a whole head of celery.
Guy Fieri, he loves to eat food. If he can't do something he likes, does that mean that now we're taking away by the rules of this? Would you rather his ability to eat?
Yeah,
you're looking into this way too hard. Some dude punched this out in 30 seconds, set up a poll, and posted it. On Would You Rather?
The fact that you care so much about the details here really says a lot, Ted.
Yeah, why are you considering this? So, are you considering this a lot, Ted? Are you considering
right,
taking away
answer.
Women's?
You've already
I,
given your answer.
I would do it. I would do it. I would get rid of all rights. Cowboy mode. What? No one should have rights. You know what? No
it's
one should have rights at all.
I'm struggling with this so much because it's like it's not like it's going to actually happen.
There should be no rights whatsoever. Just bring it back to fucking cowboy times. We do what we want. if shit happens, shit happens. Well, I have my own rights that you should not infringe upon. My own personal handbook.
Point. I feel like this question itself, this choice infringes on my rights. I think it is an infringement on my rights to even place this question in front of me in the first place. Women,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I violated your NAP, and it won't happen again. Okay.
Your NAP.
Okay.
What is your NAP? What are you talking about?
Yeah, your non-aggression. Good. Next question, gentlemen. Dude, do you prefer
stress cylinders are going fire? He's firing on all cylinders
right
now.
He's got a fucking V8 engine in there right
now. Hey, you know what?
Dude,
no cold. No cold right
you.
Now. No, no cold right now. No traffic. I'm killing it.
Where were those fingers before like they touched your face? I think you might have gotten some droplets, buddy.
Do you prefer silly talking lizards or angry men?
Silly talking lizards. Easily. Easily.
Silly.
What is this a reference to?
I don't know. That's all the question said. Do you prefer silly talking lizards or angry men? There are hundreds of votes.
No, it has to be a reference to something, right?
Michelangelo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, clearly.
No, but it's like, what is something that has both, right? Or that like had one and it was replaced by the other. Before the Geico
Gecko. The White House.
The White House? Oh, interesting.
A little bit of a conspiracy moment from Schlatt.
Silly talking lizards.
Which president do you think was a silly talking lizard, Schlatt?
Oh, surely Woodrow Wilson.
Surely that Taft fella. You know?
Oh, God, dude. Yeah. The guy had to get a custom bathtub in order to fit into it.
Exactly. And you know what? I'll raise you one higher.
Because it was
Harry
probably...
Harry Truman, you know what he did? Besides the whole bomb thing? He said, yeah, I don't have a middle name. I'll just adopt S. S will be my middle name. S.
Yeah, like,
dot.
Almost like
Harry
a sound,
S. Truman.
Like a sound a wizard would make, right?
S.
Oh, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. He's exactly. Actually a frying pan. Wait.
What?
Is that what you...
Dude, I think you might have picked up some droplets earlier or something.
Yeah. You might have
I think you're
I'm high as a kite right now. You guys both look like
you look
bears.
You look a little flushed right now. How's the traffic, Ted?
You're looking flushed,
check
man.
The traffic report for me. Oh, all clear.
My hands are tentacles right now. I don't know who my name is.
Dude, I genuinely want you so badly to wake up.
I thought you were going to end it there. I thought you were going to end it there. Dude. Dude, I want you so badly. Because that was right when you chose to breathe. That was right in the part of the sentence.
Someone please just clip that part and like make it an animatic or something and just end the fucking video after that.
we're giving our fans a lot of work this episode.
Oh my God. No, I was going to say, I want you so badly to wake up tomorrow morning, open your window, see no cars on the road, and just start hearing the fucking like 28 days later theme in your head. that's what I want more than anything.
That's got to be the most terrifying thing to wake up to is like you guys ever seen any sort of content from that movie The Mist?
Yes.
Mm.
Sort of just like imagine waking up in a city or something, empty streets, and then just like sort of a fog situated throughout the city, and you just got to walk through that and figure out what the hell's going on. That is terrifying.
It's like literally my fucking favorite vibe. How much is
that your favorite vibe?
That's a cool vibe. Yeah, I like that.
You like that vibe?
I like that.
No one around? Mist?
I would love it if there was no one around and just a fucking
dude, he's,
mist.
He's got a mist.
I'm dead serious.
To be fair, let's take this vibe and turn it into something a little more enjoyable, not one where there's no one left.
you got mist.
What if it's like a morning drive to the airport, you know? Yeah. The sun is coming up, it's dark. There's kind of like a morning dew everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting brighter. There's a little bit of fog. It's crisp air. You breathe in.
But it's a nice
experience, right? That's a good thing.
This
we all
the,
remember that.
This is the bad ending you get when you pick no traffic but always cold. And then you feel a little tickle in your throat.
That is what you described right now, Schlatt, is something that every person who works in our world wishes for but never attains is seeing that waking up at like 6 a.m or something, maybe. Charlie, because you're sort of like an organized fuck and you seem to have a lot more you seem to be far more capable than the two of us.
He cares about health, evidently.
Yeah. No, Charlie, when you wake up in the morning.
Dude, I want you so bad.
Why is that? All the answers, the simplest question, that's the one that you chose to redirect.
When I wake up at, I had already planned I was going to say that. I wake up at now. I woke up at
don't
like
say 9.
No, I woke up at 7 today.
I knew it.
7 a.m.?
Usually,
I would have been offended at 9. That's why I said don't say 9.
And usually, though, I wake up at 9.
Dude, I fucking knew it. 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
I'm trying to be better about it because I hate it when it gets dark out really early. It fucks with me.
True. True. I actually enjoy it. It's kind of like a kick in the ass. It's like, fuck, well, I better save this daylight. But also, I woke up today at 10:30. And then
me too. I was the same time I got up.
But then Ted, I was so tired, my body couldn't do it, that I went back to sleep for like another 3 hours.
Oh,
I got this nice, beautiful couch with a very heavy pillow on it. I sleep on my couch now because I bought a very, very nice, so comfy couch. You guys gotta sit on my couch when you're here. I took the heavy ass pillow, I laid down on the couch, and I just put the huge-ass pillow on me, and it weighed me down like a little weighted blanket, and I just slept. I had the most beautiful extra 3 hours of sleep in my life.
Goddamn.
Woke up at 7 a.m.
I think what happened to me that I don't wake up early anymore, but what I do is I'm up until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So it just, the timeline of it all just kind of shifted to the, let's say the timeline moves left to right, it just kind of shifted to the
right.
Dude,
it doesn't work,
though,
because end of the day, I've tried it so much, because everyone in our field, if you guys don't know this, people listening to this, everyone in our field, if you go to bed at like fucking 12 or something,
and we're talking about YouTubers, influencers in general.
Especially me, because I'm East Coast. Dude, you're fucked. Everyone asks to do things like after 1 a.m. It's literally insane. And I just,
honestly,
I
would say that I probably have the least excuse to be going to bed at 2 a.m. because nobody's awake. It's fucking 5 a.m. for you, Charlie, when I'm
going to
bed.
Yeah, I know. Ding a ding. Time to wake up, get out my phone, pull out my mindfulness app, 3 minutes.
No. What? You got a mindfulness app?
You're
mindful?
Listen to cosmic drones, breathe in, hold it,
what?
Breathe out.
You do breathing exercises when you wake up?
Go to the closet, feed the guinea pigs.
You go to the closet?
Put on the shorts, put on the shirt, go run 5 kilometers, come back.
What?
Come back. Breakfast sandwich maker.
That's a number?
Start sizzling.
He does a 5K
English,
every morning?
English muffin.
That's almost 3 miles.
English muffin.
Or more. Slightly more.
Cheddar cheese. Turkey. Close it. Egg.
He's making a cha-cha.
Sizzle. Salt.
What? You've got groceries?
A little more. Chipotle. Mayo. Coming out. Spinach. Tomato.
Oh.
Cut it.
Oh.
Cut it. Oikos.
No,
triple
dude.
Zero. Strawberry. Add blueberries to the mix. Stir. Granola, if you have any. Plate it. Enjoy.
Charlie, you're pissing me off. You should stop talking because this is really pissing me off.
It's not pissing me off as much as it's stressing me out how little my life is together when I hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this is pissing me off because I realize how much work it'll take to get to where he's at.
I woke up.
After my 3 hour nap, after I woke up, it was like probably 2, 3. What did I do? I DoorDashed. I rolled out of bed wearing the same clothes. I didn't run a 5K.
I ordered
a fucking sandwich.
You want to hear something interesting?
I'm only doing that. I'm doing the turkey trot with my mom. I said, she asked me, do you want to do a 5K?
Oh, the turkey trot. That's classic. Okay. Yeah, I've done the turkey trot before.
So I'm running more for that. I used to do cross country. I fucking hate running, though, in general. I'm not a fan.
Running is tough, dude.
Running sucks.
Here's one person that, speaking of like habits that are like you hear about something that someone does every day and you're like, I can't believe that you're able to maintain that. Eddie Burback, he has run every single day for the last 2 years.
Wow.
He's gone for a run.
Holy shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he always gets himself to do it. Sometimes he does it in the morning. Sometimes he does it late.
Dude, that's impressive.
But he still does it, though. And
I guess you get used to it.
Yeah, I could only do that. I was, like, really fucking down, like, a month last year. Probably 2 months, where I would go out and I'd run about, like, 3 or 4 miles, like, through a fucking forest trail by my house, like, every day. But then I stopped as soon as I, you know, got back into my – because I was with my parents for a bit. As soon as I got back here, I stopped. Because it's like, it's so hard to find the time and make that commitment. That's really fucking impressive. He does that.
Yeah, right.
That's really impressive.
We should do another Would You Rather.
Yeah, no, sorry. I was literally, I just forgot. No, no, it's okay. That was an which biblical plague power would you rather have? Option one, you can turn water into blood. Option two, summon an army of frogs. Option three, you can curse people with boils. Option four, you can
that.
Send down.
Power- I want that.
Option four, you can send down powerful lightning and hail once a month. They had to nerf that one. Option five, you can spread darkness over the sky once a week. And option six, once a year, you can magically kill any firstborn at will. Frowny face.
What?
What? Okay. What's the original? Like framing of this question.
Which biblical plague power would you rather have?
Oh,
boils, dude, boils. Frogs, I'm man, doing frogs. Boils. Frogs.
Do they talk about what? The frogs?
Yes. Summon an army of frogs is option two.
Hmm? What are they gonna do? People just step on them,
dude. It's an army of frogs, man.
How many are we talking?
What
I'd rather just give boils to people I don't like.
What the fuck are you gonna do against like? 30 frogs, let alone 1,000, man. I hate to break this to you.
Walk away? I'm sorry, walk away?
All I have to do is put you in a goddamn hole.
Give the frogs boils, maybe?
All I gotta do is put you in a hole and put 30 frogs in?
No.
What are you gonna do?
I'm getting in my car, and you know what? I'm driving because there's no traffic in my life.
But what's that? You got a
frog
in your throat?
It's sort of like the... Schled, think about it this way. It's sort of like the immortal snail question. And have you guys heard of this? It's a TikTok trend right now.
Which What's the immortal snail?
It's basically like, would you like the choice of having immortality, but there is a snail that chases you for the rest of your quote unquote life. And if it touches you, you die.
So that's like the movie It Follows.
It is, but it's a snail. Dude, that movie.
And you're not having sex with anybody.
Nope. And you're not immortal.
Right. True.
It just so the concept of following is what you're talking about.
Mm. Honestly, it doesn't seem that hard. Just have two houses, right?
Just have two houses.
If you're fucking immortal, you have time, right? Like whatever. Does
the snail know where you are at all times?
Yes,
oh
it
yeah,
it's always moving towards you at all times.
Well, couldn't you trap it?
No,
that's what I think.
The snail goes through every obstacle.
What?
Like it's made of magma?
No, you can't.
Yeah, the
can't
snail
do
goes
that.
Through every obstacle. Yeah, it does. It's a snail.
He can't go through every
Dude,
obstacle.
It's fine.
If I 3D
it's
print
fine.
A little.
It's as slow as a snail. It probably won't catch up.
Why am I not surprised that Charlie here is the defender of the snail?
Because the snail has not. TikTok did not invent the snail. The snail was prevalent before this. I've heard discourse of the snail. The snail is out there somewhere.
What world would I want to live in where a snail can walk through walls?
It's just the one snail, and it's after you.
And it's also
I don't want to be immortal in that. I'd be anxious as hell all the time.
What is the death like, Charlie? You
no,
seem
listen.
To know a lot about this question.
I'm telling you, the Instant. First second I'd accept this if I didn't think that the snail had that kind of power, I'd be like, yeah, fucking give me that snail. I'll deal with it the first
there
day.
There is nothing
and the second
in this
the
world
second I
you
build
can
that
do
enclosure,
to stop the snail. There's nothing
the
you
second
can do.
I, the second I build that enclosure and I put it on top of the snail and I just see the head of the snail phase through it. Like I would
funnier if it's like everything
like
in the way of the snail.
Cartoon acid, it just like melts.
Yeah, like and then the snail just comes through. Like, what are you gonna fucking do about it, dude?
Dude, can you imagine waking up one morning and you sit up and you just see at the base of your door there's just a tiny hole burnt. You're like, oh fuck.
Or it's just a trail of slime.
Oh yeah, maybe it does leave a trail. That'd be fun.
I would
snail. That seems like fun. That seems like a cool little mini game I could have going.
Yeah.
You could vlog
mini
it.
Game. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that you could avoid. It would just require a lot of sort of executive functioning management skills, which is to track the snail. I mean, I would probably work very hard to become as rich as possible to have.
True.
People hired to be
right.
sort of the snail watchers.
I mean,
if you
even
will.
If you don't, you could just like set up like a fucking spy gear motion sensor. You know, you hear the snail, you're like, okay, time to run. And then you just go.
Get a ring for the snail. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I would maybe even hire a witch, perhaps.
Well, now you're just getting ridiculous.
This will never happen, Ted.
Ted.
What the fuck is your problem?
You're insane, man. Witches aren't
real. Are you okay?
Witches aren't real, dude. What the fuck?
Neither are indestructible snails.
Tell that to...
You gotta go, man. You gotta go.
So, Schlapp, what was that other... What was that other would you rather that we were doing?
Oh, would you rather... Well, do you want the new one?
Yeah, well, what was that one that we were about to talk about then we started talking about the snail?
Silly it's talking
actually,
lizards?
It's actually really fucking tiny. I don't see how anything... Like, I could just kick it.
Oh, he's gone. They got him.
Yeah.
Ted, would you rather your best friend walk in on you fucking a dog? Or a dog walk in on you fucking your best friend?
Is there a way to do both?
Just a disembodied voice. What would you rather do? I'd rather a dog walk in on me fucking my bestie.
I mean, you know, let's say I make this choice when I'm married. My wife will be my best friend.
So true.
And so having the dog walk in on me, not that bad.
Actually, my wife is a dog. You guys remember
this
that?
This is more of a question on whether or not you prefer bestiality or fucking your best friend.
So true. So true. But what if we're best friends, Ted?
I would rather, Schlatt, I'd rather fuck you than do
bestiality. Oh, Jesus Christ, Ted. Dude. Really? Really?
If given the choice.
You'd rather fuck me? And have me walk in on you fucking a dog? Because I tell you what I'd rather do. I'd rather walk in on you fucking a dog.
Don't invest that much in the imagery. Otherwise, we're going to have some real terrible shit coming out of this podcast.
Hey, can we get a fan artist on this one?
No. No. That is fucking gross, dude.
I'd honestly say my best friend is, I'd say it's probably my girlfriend. So I'd say the dog one. You know?
That's what I was saying that, like, you know, that's usually how people want a relationship.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I'm very close to her.
I spend the most time with my girlfriend.
Exactly. It's like yeah, sure.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess if you're really making me pick, I guess I'll fuck my girlfriend. Like what?
You guys are twisting and turning this into something.
It's not.
Just you're because you want to fuck a dog
prompt.
Doesn't mean you need to rephrase.
I don't
want to.
Listen,
Schlatt's trying to fuck a dog.
I'm trying to fuck a dog.
It's gonna be that episode. It's gonna be a new episode of Animal Cops from Animal Planet. You ever see that show?
No.
Yeah, episode one. Episode one. Abusers. Someone's fucking a dog right there. They walk in. They say that's a crime.
No, it was a show on Animal Planet. It was like Cops.
Yeah.
But for animal abuse.
For animals. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Why not the regular cops deal with it?
I would almost...
Why they gotta hire a dog to deal with it?
I think there's a pretty high likelihood it was actual cops, but it was just all centered around animal abuse situations.
They should rename the show to fucking Snitch.
They put a frog in a vest. What are you gonna do?
They put a dog in a what?
They put a frog in a vest. What are you gonna do?
Army of frogs.
What are you gonna do?
Army of frogs. Schlatt, do you have any more?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Well, I have a nightmarish story for this week, guys. I don't usually bring stories, but I had one locked and loaded for this week. If you would let me, perhaps segue.
Yeah, please.
Okay, everyone, get on the segues. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Topic
we're on the segue.
Okay, everyone. Here we're passing by the Would You Rathers. You can see
you know
right
the
there on
founder
left.
Of Segway died on a Segway.
He fell off a cliff.
Oh, what's that? And here we're coming up on a cliff. So last weekend, that was an awesome segue. Last weekend, I was watching The Eternals with Grace, and she was really excited to see it. I was like, "How bad could it be?" They were right to call it that because it never fucking ended. I seriously don't think
how long was it?
It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. I think
Jeez.
It is intense. Like, never before have I ever been in a movie that I'm like, this should have ended like easily an hour ago. And I remember looking up, I didn't know how long it was I was in. I was an hour in. I was like, wow, it's crazy. That was the big twist. So how, oh, we got here 20 minutes ago. Fucking me. It sucked, wow. Dude. I there was like some interesting parts to it. I'm not going to spoil anything, but mostly it sucked ass. They had Kit Harington, and he was on the screen for like 5 seconds, and I guess.
It was perhaps there was like the most dislikable character I've ever seen in cinema, too. That little bitch sprite.
Yes,
That fucking child. Wow, what a terrible... How am I supposed to, like... Am I supposed to be like, Eternals.
Dude, I kind of want to spoil it now and fucking talk about it because I have some
It's a Marvel movie. Who
I have
fucking
some nits
cares?
To pick, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck Sprite.
Dude,
fuck Sprite.
Terrible
character.
They do the whole Tinkerbell thing with her. Fuck that. Okay. Oh my God. This guy's
what
named
is this,
Icarus.
What is this movie even about?
This guy's named Icarus. What's he going to.
Oh, he flew too close to the sun? Let me get it.
No, he flew.
Almost completely out of left field. No reason, really. It's just at the end of the movie, he's like, oh, my name's Icarus, and I haven't done it yet. So we finished watching this absolute garbage. Everyone is unlikable. I don't remember any of them. They all suck. They suck.
And every scene where Icarus is flying looks like a Freddie W. YouTube video. Like, the VFX were just not too good.
He's got,
made
funk.
Pretty good VFX for what they were doing.
Well, I mean, you knew you were on YouTube when you were watching Freddie W.
Oh, but it was sort of like not a full professional
Dude,
team.
The antagonist, too, was like, it was just like, oh, it's an alien.
Right.
Fuck you.
Interesting.
So we finished watching it, and
I'm not very good at these. About Eternals.
We finished watching this. We watched this at the drive-thru. I don't really like going to traditional movie theaters after the pandemic. So we're sitting there in the car. You know, you got to regulate it. All right, you turn on the car, the engine starts revving. You got to look around for social cues. Someone's looking at you. You turn it off. Roll down a window. Regulate the heat. 40 degrees out, like 90 degrees in. You're fogging. Defroster. Turn it on. Only air. Not enough. Fogging up more, turn on the engine again.
Bro, just go to
reverse,
a movie theater.
Put it in clutch. You finally get done with the movie, and some people, when they're doing all this finicky nonsense, their battery dies. Their car battery dies. So I turn on the lights, and the person in front of me, I see them coming out of this main sort of shack where they have all the snacks and stuff with jumper cables, right? And they're putting them on, and I'm like, oh, shit, I've never seen this happen before. And Grace is like, yeah, me neither, and I'm putting it in reverse. And I'm like, man, I can't imagine if something like that happened to me here at the boom.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I get out of the car. College-age kid. He's like, oh, fuck, dude. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Really Did you hit them?
Yeah, I backed into them. Because usually I'm really good about this. I hadn't, like, bumped into anyone in fucking, like, 5 years, right? But I was watching this thing with the jumper cables, and I was, like, worried about them. I was like, should we go help? Let's see what they're doing. And I was actively backing up. And you realize, really slowly, just boom. I get out of the car. I'm like, oh, shit. But it's all right. I know what to do. We're going to trade insurance. He's, like, so fucking distraught. We start exchanging information. I start, you know.
How bad
I start,
was it?
I start... I'll tell you in a second. We're both okay. It's because it's dark out, right? We can't really see. I start throwing around some light jokes because I'm not very good at feeling out the mood. I was like, oh yeah, sorry about that. I was flashing back to Mesopotamia and we had just both watched this terrible fucking movie. Yeah. So, you know, he chuckled a little. He chuckled a little, and I was like, that's good. We gave each other our numbers. I think I said some other
joke.
Man,
I'm nervous, dude. You're
I said another
nervous.
Joke. He chuckled again.
A lot of build up.
And he said, wait. Are you? And I went, oh, fuck. I said, before I answer you, and I pulled out my flashlight and I shined it. There was no damage on either of the cars. I was like, okay, yeah, fuck, I am. So it was crazy. We exchanged numbers. And I was like, he was like, my friends are never going to believe me. I was like, okay, this is like probably the most embarrassing shit ever. But like, let me see your phone for a sec. And I took a picture with him. in front of like the car where the guns had smashed into each other. We posed up like he was like angrily yelling at me, and I was just like fucking cowering. And it turned this like absolutely just terrifying moment, because I was really worried I just ruined some guy's date and mine into this fucking fun thing. So I'm gonna probably ask. I'm gonna ask him for the picture at some point and tweet it out, because it was hilarious. Funny. Yeah, okay. No,
you got me real nervous. I was nervous too. Like, yeah, I thought it was like the car was like somehow fucking totaled in a grass field as you were slightly backing up or something. And I get out the sparks illuminating
my face.
Yeah, after tapping the back of the vehicle, the kid walks out and he's like, "Dude, I think you just broke my neck."
Dude, I fucking had that happen.
You broke my neck. You broke my neck, didn't you? Didn't you?
Oh, dude,
I'm calling the police.
I feel that. Ouch, jeez. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, I feel it in my back. Oh,
crap. Did I ever talk about the self-inflicted accident I gave on myself with the truck?
No.
Oh, when my buddy Tucker, who, by the way, runs the Chuckle Sandwich Highlights channel, we love him to death, was visiting L.A. with his wife. I took him to Disney, cause they had just, you know, gotten married. And we were, for the last day on the Sunday, we were doing last day at Disney. We were there for 2 days. We got into the parking lot where the truck is, and I just sort of start backing up out of the spot. And I hear that very, very loud noise. It's like a, and I'm like, oh, what was that?
You hit Satan?
What was going on? What was going on there? And I look. And I see
my camera's dead.
You can just keep telling the story to me if you want, because this is gonna be our last bit anyway. So,
and I look and I see that in this parking garage that I was in, I had parked next to a pillar, and when I was backing up, I was rotating out as if to sort of rotate out to the left and then kind of go out.
This is my worst.
What I did was I rotated into the pillar, and it took my right hand rear view mirror clean off of the truck.
Oh, fuck.
And left a massive gash in the side passenger door. And it wasn't even like I got hit by a car or something. This is all me. There's no insurance that needs to be put in this situation. Super simple. Just like, lost money, and that's it.
In a way, that's better, though, because now your insurance isn't going up. Like, you just handle that shit on your own.
There's no hassle, too. You don't have to deal with anyone. Like,
I still have a giant gash from the incident on the passenger, because I have to go to like a fucking body shop for that. But it took me like a full week of driving around LA before I got that mirror fixed, and then it was like in the shop for a week. But in that time, you'd be surprised how important the right side mirror is for doing anything in LA.
You started missing it, yeah.
Because you're driving, you're looking forward, and I, like, in order to, you know, merge right whenever I need to merge right, requires me to turn my body all the way around look at the traffic behind me in order to be able to move over. It was a miserable time, but yeah, no.
Like out the window.
But yeah, first time in like fucking several years that I had gotten form of accident. But yeah, I guess that's all we have today, folks, for this episode. Is there any sort of final comments, questions, concerns?
Yeah. So I guess just to kind of circle back around, Schlatt, Dick and Mouth, right?
Yeah, Dick and Mouth. Ted, Dick and Mouth.
Ted.
Dick and Ass.
And, yeah, and I also want the dick in the ass. Thanks for watching Chuckle Sandwich.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
See you later.
Nice buns. Soft, fluffy, and ultra low net carbs. Discover Hero Bread, the delicious ultra low net carb bread. With incredible taste and texture, Hero Bread has 0 grams of sugar and is under 100 calories per serving. Plus, high in fiber with 5 to 10 grams of protein per serving. Available on Amazon.com, Walmart.com, and at Hero.co. That's Hero.co. Delicious, ultra-low net carb Hero Bread, buns and tortillas. soft and fluffy, high in fiber, and with 0 grams of sugar, up to 10 grams of protein, coming in at under 100 calories. Order today at hero.co and use the code AH10 to get 10% off your first purchase. That's AH10 at hero.co. HERO.CO. Order from hero.co now and get 10% off your first purchase with promo code AH10. That's 10% off with code AH10. HERO.CO.